The Mishnah starts off in the beginning of the fourth parak. Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hayitoken Avalei B'Medina. Yom Tov Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, that would blow in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina. The Achanim ask an interesting kash over here. The Cheshek Shloimeh and others, that why does the Mishnah say the words Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos? Why mention the words Yom Tov? Why don't you just say Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos? Almost every other time when we talk about Rosh Hashanah, we just call it Rosh Hashanah. We don't call it a Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah. So why dafka over here does the Tana feel a need to refer to Rosh Hashanah as the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? What would be lacking if we didn't say those words Yom Tov Shosh Hashanah? And Achan, we give different terutzim kol echad al pi darkei. But there's a beautiful hasber from the Berditchever that's brought down in the back of the Kedusha Slavi and the Likutim Chadashim, and he says like this. He says that really every Rosh Hashanah, We're in grave danger and a lot of sakana. We don't know are going to be nechtav l'chaim or chalila, the opposite, to be nechtav l'misa. And we don't know, and because of that, there's a pachad, there's an emes adin on every Rosh Hashanah. But Zalk Berditchever, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, shchalias b'shabbos, then we don't have to worry. Then we have a guarantee. We know for sure that we're going to be nechtav l'chaim. So why is that? So he says, because b'amis on Shabbos, k'siv is us, you're not allowed to write. And just like we can't write, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah as well, and he doesn't want to write on Shabbos either. So he's not going to write on Shabbos. So to write a gzar din, l'misa chalila on Shabbos, that he's not going to do. You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. But to write l'chaim, that he could do, because l'chaim is pikuach nefesh. We need it. We need a gzar din l'chaim. Without that chalila, we're not going to live. Pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, so he's able to be kaisav us l'chaim on Rosh Hashanah shchalias b'Shabbos. So Zakhtar Berditchever, every Rosh Hashanah, we don't know if we're going to be nechtav l'chaim or l'misa. But when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we're guaranteed, we know for sure we'll be nechtav l'chaim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mechal Shabbos to be kaisav l'misa, but l'chaim, it's mutim mishum pikuach nefesh, so we're guaranteed that it will be a good Rosh Hashanah. We know that we nechtav l'chaim, and therefore it's a yom tov shosh Hashanah, it's a yom tov shosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's taka a good day. This is a day that we can be besimcha, we don't have any eima, because we know we definitely are going to be nechtav l'chaim. That's the word that he says. Now, about it, it's a little bit sarkin, because Yom Tov also ksiva is also, he can't write on Yom Tov either, so l'chaim should have the same chashbon every Yom Tov, that he can't write l'misa only l'chaim because of pikuach nefesh. But mesama, what he means is that on a regular Yom Tov, even though ksiva is aser, but the ending of writing in the Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mesim, that's the mitzvah sayim, that's the mitzvah sayim of Rosh Hashanah, it's hutra, it's mitzvah sabakach, that avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do, because that's what the day is all about, and he's able to write either l'chaim or l'misa. When it comes on Shabbos there's a zaitig iser, a different iser, which is a revi'alah, and that al Shabbos, it wouldn't be mutter to write, not l'chaim, and not l'misa, but l'chaim, it's mutter mishum b'kuach nefesh, and therefore he says, it's talking yom tov Rosh Hashanah, there's a certain taiv and a certain simcha on Rosh Hashanah when it's chalias b'Shabbos.